Now we are in a series and title Phenomenal, okay? We're talking about unlikely people with unlikely faith. And when we talk about unlikely people, ito yung mga hindi mo akalain, di ba? Tingnan mo yung kitabi mo. Di ba? Yan, ito. May faith ba yan? Okay? Mukhang wala. Hindi, meron yan. Okay. And before we start talking about our series and our topic today, can we all bow down right now and let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for this time that as we hear your word, and we pray, Lord God, that you open our hearts and minds so that we can receive from you. God, we pray that when we go out of this place, we can have an attitude, Lord. Whenever we come to you, we can come to you in faith, Lord God, no matter what, Lord God. That throughout the year, we'll be living by faith. And throughout our lives, Lord God, we can come to you by faith, knowing that you are our God and we are your people. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, as we talk about phenomena, sino sa inyo nandito kayo last week in our first youth service of the week last year. And we talk about phenomenal, talking about people whom are phenomenal in God's eyes because of their faith. Kagaya nga na sinabi ko kanina, ito, parang gano'n, di ba? Itong taong to, may gantong klaseng faith yan? Meron. And when we talk about phenomenal, parang ganito yan, yung mga taong to. Naalala nyo paano in-explain ko last week? Right? And these people made a mark in history, probably, nababalik-balikan natin yan, di ba, na ito yung mga nangyari. This person was spectacular, above average yung ginawa niya, and that person was very excellent. Meron ka bang katabi na mukhang phenomenal? Yun, okay. Ayos. And mukha bang phenomenal yan? Okay. But let me ask you this. What if these people, okay, na-meet mo sila, how would you approach them? Paano mo i-approach yung mga yan? O, kunyari, di ba, nandiyan na si Pia. Kailan uwi si Pia? Bukas, no? Sino pupuntang ko ba? O, manonood ng parada, di ba? Pero paano kung tumatok sa pintuan niyo si Pia, di ba? Oh, well, I'm the Miss Universe. Welcome. Anong gagawin mo? How would you approach the person? Baka ganito. Ay, ma'am, sorry po. Teka, magbibis lang po ako. Tapos paglabas mo, nakagown ka na din. Lupit mo, di ba? Siyempre, di ba, kasi may respeto ka, di ba? That's high person eh. Paano kung nakita mo si Curry, binisita ka, di ba? Di ba? Kanina nung 5 PM, sabi niya, ganito daw gagawin niya pag nakita niya si Curry. Okay? Tapos si Curry naman, oh yeah, Curry. Okay, nagkaintindihan. Pero I think not, right? Parang, uy, paano ka magpapa-autograph? Steph, wow, close. Okay, first name. Okay. Pwede ba ako magpa-autograph? Okay. Rapper ako eh, kaya Steph, autograph. Okay? Rhyme, okay. Siyempre ganun, medyo nahiya ka, di ba? Eh, paano kung si General Luna, nakita mo? Di ba? General Luna. Okay? Hindi mo naman siya anuin. Bayan mo sarili, di ba? Hindi mo siya bibiglain. Dahan-dahan ka. Pwede ba akong magpa-selfie sa'yo? Di ba? Selfie ka naman, no? Mga naka-50 ka na. Okay? And it's very different when you approach people of high ranking or import or para sabihin natin VIP, di ba? Yung mga nakatataas, celebrity and others. But it's also different when you come to approach a friend. How do you approach a friend? Sino may friend? Ikaw ba? Wala. Yung iba lang meron. Okay. Di ba? Paano mo i-approach yung friend mo? Di ba? Parang ganun lang ba? Tataasan mo lang bang ilay? Okay. Best friends na kayo? Pero hindi, di ba? Yung iba nga, babatukan mo pa, huy! Tara, kain na tayo, okay? Dinadapa mo pa. O kaya pagpadating niya, alis tayo pagdating niya, alis tayo, ha? Ganun mo nga i-approach yung friend, eh. Bakit? Kasi you were too familiar with them. So it's a different approach when you go to a friend and also when you go to a celebrity or a teacher. Di ba? Hindi mo naman, paano mo i-ano ang teacher mo o professor mo? Ma'am, di ba? Hindi, di ba? Sir, di ba? Yung iba nga, nagbe-bless pa eh. Para pas mataas grade, di ba? Ma'am, okay? It's different when we approach people who seems to be of higher position or more important or mas mataas than to a person that you know who you're familiar with. But what if you were to approach God? How would you approach God? Would you approach God na tipo pagpasok mong youth service, Lord, andito na ako. Okay? Ma-appear ka sa ere, tinatanong ushers, ba't gumaganyan niya? How would you approach God? How would you pray to God? Every night, probably, when you think about, bago ka matulog, when you think about God, how do you approach Him? How do you come to Him? How do you talk to Him? And probably, would you even approach God? Would you even dare to approach God? Would you even dare to pray? Would you even dare to get your Bible? Or even if you are first time here or you've just been coming, bago ka lang dito, then you came here, parang ito ba yung way mo to approach God? Is this the way that, Lord, ito, ina-approach na kita? Talking about people whom probably friends or VIPs or higher ranking, and God, it's all going to be different. But now we're going to learn how is it like to approach God with a faith that would please Him. With the kind of faith that we could approach Him. Katulad last week, we talked about, tama, anong naalala nyo? How could we approach God? With desperate faith, okay? We can approach God with a desperate faith. But now, it's an unlikely faith that we can approach God knowing that He is with us every day. And let's start by looking at this story in Luke 7, verses 36 to 50. Sabi dito, one of the Pharisees asked Him to eat with him, and He went into the Pharisee's house and took His place at the table. And Jesus was invited by a Pharisee. A Pharisee named Simon. Mamaya, makita natin. But a Pharisee is a religious leader wherein he knows a lot from the Bible at that point. Yung lahat ng Old Testament. And imagine the five books of the Bible, yung laws in the Bible. When you read about that, di ba yung kunyari, nagbabasa ang Deuteronomy, Numbers, kabisado nila yung laws. All the laws of the Bible, kabisado ng mga Pharisee. And now, a Pharisee also does all the laws. Sobrang religious niya, kabisado niya, ginagawa niya lahat ng batas sa Bible in the Old Testament. All the customs, all of it, he is doing it. And he knows all about it. And now, thinking that he's a VIP, now he's inviting another VIP who is Jesus. Because in Jesus, not that si Jesus gusto niyang maging sikat or gusto niya, pa importante siya, not that, but because Jesus was known at this point already that he was a miracle worker, a very famous miracle worker, doing things that no one could ever do. He was healing the sick. He was coming and feeding 5,000. That was who Jesus is. Sikat na si Jesus because of all the miracles that he does. Now he is invited to the house of a Pharisee. Now, VIP to VIP, parang ganun yung dating. And at that point, verse 37, and behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner. Grabe, sino bang gusto dito malabel ka sinner? Diba yung, ayun na si John, okay, the sinner. Ay, padating na si Karen, the sinner, okay. Or, ayun na naman yung laging late, ayun na naman yung palamura. There was a label to this woman, a sinner. And this would be very important for us to know kasi in the book of Luke, yung writer nito, which is Luke, he actually was writing to Gentiles. Ibig sabihin, people who are not Jews. Okay, kung hindi ka kasi Jew, hindi ka people of God. But now, he was writing to them that even sinners can come to Jesus. Diba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. At some point, may kasalanan yan. Kahit isa lang. We are all qualified. Tama ba? I don't want to label anyone, but we are all sinners. But at this point, importante nating malaman to kasi yung mensaheng to para sa ating lahat pala. And this sinner, when she learned that Jesus was reclining in the table, at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. May dinala siyang something of very important value. Alam niyo yung flask? Kanta yan eh. You're my flask, light. You're my... Diba? Okay ba? Hindi, ano yan? Sabi kanina, may nakausap ako. Yan yung superhero. Si The Flask. Ah, okay. Sige, next na. Ayan. Ayan yung flask. Okay. It's a container, parang marble, but more than the container itself, yung laman, yung mas importante, tama, mahal yung laman yan. It's an ointment, and in some versions, it's a perfume, it's an oil used for dowry, wherein ito yung binibigay na kunyari, may magpo-propose dun sa babae. Sino dito one time in your life, okay? Kahit minsan lang gusto nyo may mag-propose sa inyo, di ba? Meron na, huwag kagalala. Ako yun, joke lang. Okay, so, ito yung binibigay niya. Pagpapayag na siya, ito yung bibigay niya. Because this is of high value. Okay, and probably this was an inheritance to her by her family, nung sinful woman. And this is also used for burial. Ganun yung ginagamit ito. Pero, you know what, the value of this one is very high kasi in one of the accounts in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, ito rin yung ginamit, But another account na ginamit to, pero ang sinabi pa lang disciples ni Jesus, nagtaka sila, bakit mo ginagamit para ipanghugas lang sa paayan? Eh sana dinonate na lang yan sa charity. So malaking bagay pala to. Hindi na banggit kung gaano kamahal, pero it's of high value, very important to the woman. Because probably, scholars said, when I've been reading about it, that it would probably be her most precious possession. At yun na yung everything niya. When it comes to resources. Do you understand that? When it comes to resources, it could be her everything. So the great value of ointment or perfume was with her, dinala niya, coming to the place where Jesus is. So ano yung ginawa niya? And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Probably others would say, ha, ba't mo pinalinis ng paa yung perfume? May ganun ba sa inyo? Diba, pagka-uwi mo, kss, kss, kss. Okay? Mahal yun, di ba? Hindi, Atlantis lang yan. Ay, mura lang. Pero, imagine this crazy thing that the woman was doing. And in that time, imagine nyo, wala pang simento, mabuhangin, maalikabok pa, right? But, she was wiping Jesus' feet with her tears, na parang probably sa sobrang iyak niya, parang gripo na yung labas ng luha niya, that she could actually wipe Jesus' feet sa lahat ng alikabok. And yet, gumamit pa siya ng perfume na pagkamahal-mahal. Because in their time, di ba, it's an honor when they do that to other people. When people come into their houses in their time, binibigyan nila ng panghugas ng paa. Kasi nga maalikabok. And by that time, ibig sabihin, the woman was giving honor to Jesus. Do you get that? Don't think of it as parang crazy naman yung ginagawa niyan. But, it was actually crazy because the woman was a gate crasher. Tama? Nagpa-party sila, kumakain yung mga Pharisees with Jesus, and then the woman came into that place and bigla niyang ginawa yun. Who among you here would actually say na parang awkward yata yun ah? Tama? Parang sino to? A sinner. Okay? Coming into my place. Diba? Madumi ka, pumupunta ka sa bahay ko. Tapos kinagawa mo yun sa bisita ko. And imagine that awkward moment. Sino sa inyo minsan na awkward na kayo? Diba? Pag nasa party kayo, sinama kayo, diba? May nagsama lang sa inyo. Ano ginagawa mo? Ba, te-text ka, no? Kahit wala. Tapos nag-GGM ka na sa lahat. Hoo-hoo, boring. .gm_088. Pero minsan, pupunta ka lang gallery, titignan mo lahat, ipopoto grid mo. Kunyari, papost ka sa Facebook, wala ka namang internet, di ba? That ginagawa mo eh. Tapos kunyari, tatawag. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sige. Mamaya, nasa party ako. Pero wala naman talaga. Okay? Naloko mo lang. Awkward eh. But I had this one time that I felt awkward nung recently, nung holidays, nagkaroon kami ng VG Christmas party with my Victory Group leader, si Pastor Bong. And dun sa mga ka-VG ko, nagkikwentuhan kami. Nakatayo kami, kikwentuhan kami sa park dun sa UP Town Center. Alam niyo ba yun? Napunta na ba kay Joan? Okay. Maganda dun eh. Tapos may park dun. Tapos merong part wherein parang ganito yung parang stage yun na malaki. Tapos merong mga nakatayo na mga paper mache project, parang gano'n, na mga iconic movies. And at that area, doon kami malapit kay Nora Unor na paper mache. Tapos kikwentuhan kami. And then mamaya, may nagpicture. Tapos sumigaw siya, walang himala! Eh, nagkikwentuhan kami, di ba? Nasa tabi niya kami. Walang himala daw. So, yung kwentuhan namin, nagkakatingin na lang, awkward, di ba? Ba't kuha? Walang himala ka dyan. Okay. Bigla siyang sumigaw nung kabisado niya yung script ni Nora Unor. Pagtingin ko nga, ay, si Nora pala. Okay. Pero, kabisado niyo, awkward, di ba? Kasi kikwentuhan kami dito, baka alis na tayo, baka mahimalaan tayo. Okay? It was really awkward at that point na andun kayo, nagsasalo-salo, tapos may biglang manggugulo, may mangge-gate crash. That was the feeling probably of those Pharisees at that point. And what was the feeling of the woman coming in? Tama? Coming into that point. And now what happened is this, verse 39. Now the Pharisee, Simon, who was there, who had invited Jesus, saw this. And he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him. For she is a sinner. In his mind, sinasabi niya, he was judging the sinner first, the woman. Tama? what is this sinner doing in my house? What is this sinner doing to my visitor? Tapos he already also judged Jesus Christ. Ginudge niya na, ano ba naman ito? Kung propeta ka, alam mong makasalanan yung humahawak sa'yo, you will also be unclean. Because when you associate with unclean people, iniisip nila noon, unclean ka na rin. He was thinking of Jesus like that. And you know what? At some point, ganito tayo kung minsan. Ang aga-aga nating mag-judge. Parang ganito lang yan eh. Pagpasok mo dito, nakita mo yung kaklase mo, di ba? Ba't nandito yan? Ba't nandito sa youth service yan? Di ba? Nangungopya nga kanina yan eh. Tapos nag-worship na, di ba? Hindi ka rin nag-worship kasi titignan mo siya. Tataas pang kamay. Di ba? Yeah, ganun. Titignan mo pa yung iba, probably. Nasa victory group nyo. May nag-open up na, ito yung struggle ko. Naku. Hina naman yung spiritual life nito. Gina-judge mo agad, nag-share. Tapos nakita mo din, di ba? Parang hindi ka na nag-service, kaka-judge sa ibang tao. We judge people because we actually have a mindset sometimes that we can only come to God when we are good. We grew up in that mentality na makakatharap lang tayo kay Lord pagka mababait tayong tao. We think of people that we are thinking na mas mataas tayo, mas madami tayong nagawa para kay Lord so that we could judge others just like the Pharisee was doing. The Pharisee knows all the laws and he knows this woman is a sinner. Now she's thinking about that. And in our time today, sometimes we are like that as well. Makikita mo pa lang sa Facebook, ano ba to? Kristiyano ba to? Ba't nagpo-post ng mga ganito to? Puro love-love naman yan. Okay. Christian ba talaga yan? Ba't nagpapaligaw? Diba? Bakit may boyfriend na yan? Bakit mag-girlfriend yan? Christian ba talaga yan? We sometimes think that way. Kanina lang, tithes and offering, di ba? Yung katabi, ikaw nga, pag ganun mo, dinank mo pa, di ba? Ano ba yan? Di kayo nagtatites? Bang! Okay. Curry! Sinut mo, di ba? Di kayo nagtatites. Sometimes you are like that. Maybe intentionally or unintentionally, we think of people lower than how we do. Sometimes we are like the people whom we think we need to be perfect before we go to God. Lord, andito ako sa youth service ngayon, ha? Nakita mo naman kasi nagbasa akong Bible kaninang umaga. Nag-memorize akong verses, Jesus wept. Saka Judas hung himself. Okay. Lord, andito ako sa youth service ngayon, ha? Maaga ako, hindi ako late. Nag-invite pa akong classmates. Isang hilera kami dito, Lord. Okay, worship ako ngayon. Sometimes, pag gabi, di ba, hindi ka makapray. Lord, nako, nagmura ako kanina. Lord, nako, may ginawa ako kanina. Lord, nag-search ako sa internet kanina. Hindi ako magpe-pray. Sometimes, ganun yung iniisip natin, na Lord, ayusin ko muna yung sarili ko. Meron ba sa inyo dito dati, nung ini-invite kayo, ayaw nyo pumunta? Sabihin nyo, ayoko, church, masusunog ako dyan. Okay? Sunog ka na, uy! Pareho tayo! Matututong ka, yun. Sometimes, ganun thinking natin, no? Lord, ayusin ko muna yung buhay ko bago ako sumama sa klase ko. And ngayon, sumama ka na, probably iniisip mo, anong ginagawa ko dito? Dapat mabaya. Pangit yung buhay ko sa labas, eh. Pe-pretend ka na lang. And even probably, antagal-tagal mo dito, leader ka na. Tapos hindi ka lang nakapagbasa ng Bible, ayaw mo na mag-worship. Di ba nakaganon ka lang? Hindi ako nakapagbasa eh. Ayoko ka lang. Ayoko. Hindi ka maka-worship kasi alam mo, wala kang magandang nagawa. We all have this kind of mindset na actually minsan tayo yung nagja-judge o tayo yung ginajudge natin yung sarili natin kung paano tayo makakalapit kay Lord. And next is this. Nabasa ni Jesus yung sinasabi ni Simon because Jesus was actually 100% man but also 100% God. That's why when he knew the thought, yung iniisip ni Simon, judging the woman and judging him, ito yung sabi ni Jesus, diba? And Jesus answering him said, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. Jesus ngayon, nagkwento siya ng parable. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Now, we're talking about two people with two kinds of debt. Yung isa, 500 denarii. And yung isa, 50. Ngayon, sa pera natin, roughly, ganito yan. 1.6 million or 160,000. pesos. Ganun yung utang nila. Sino masasabi mo, lubog na siya sa utang? Tayo lang? Maliit na pera lang pala sa kanila to. Okay. And let me ask some people. Oh, pwede kayong tumayo, dalawa. Okay. Lika, bro.
Sige, ma.
Yan, ikaw. Ano name mo, bro?
Irvin.
Oh, dito ka, Irvin. Ikaw, bro. Ano name mo? Mark. Okay. Si Irvin at Mark. Si Irvin, nangutang siya sa akin ng 1.6 million. Oh, sige. May extra money naman ako eh. Si Mark, nangutang siya sa akin 160,000 pesos. Pero, hindi nila mabayaran. It came to a point, sinisiningil ko na sila, okay, bayad nyo, wala pa daw silang pambayad. Now, what I said is this, sige, okay na, huwag mo na lang bayaran. Huwag mo na lang din bayaran. Anong feeling? Masaya. Masaya. Masaya, masaya. Pero sino yung mas masaya? Sa tingin nyo, sino mas masaya? Sino? 1.6 million, di ba? And sa kanilang dalawa, ngayon, yung 1.6 million, sino sa parable yun? Sinful woman, right? 160,000 pesos, si Pharisee. And yet, itong si sinful woman humbly came to Jesus Christ saying, Lord, sinful ako, kailangan kita. Ito naman, mahambog, mayabang, okay? Hindi, hindi ikaw, okay? si Pharisee, sasabi na, mas onti lang naman yung utang ko. Probably, kasi hindi niya pa nga nare-realize na yung utang niya, meron siyang utang. Kasi iniisip niya, mabait naman akong tao. Pero sa kanilang dalawa, the sinful woman and the Pharisee, sino mas kailangan si Jesus? Sino? Palakpakan. Parang contest. Sino? Si Pharisee? Sinful woman? Si Pharisee? Onti lang. Pero kung si sinful woman, pwedeng sabihin kasi natin na nag-humble down naman na siya. Mas tinanggap niya si Lord sa buhay niya. Ito, yabang nito. Mabait na mabait daw siya sa paningin niya kasi ano niya si Jesus. Mas kailangan niya si Jesus. Hindi, mas kailangan niya si Jesus. Sa totoo lang, pareho sila, kailangan nila si Jesus. The same way, all of us here, we all need Jesus Christ. Walang mas kailangan, mas kailangan. Lahat tayo, in equal amount, in many revelation, we need Jesus Christ to be in our lives. It comes to a point na we judge quickly. Di ba lumabas yung sinasabi natin, yung mindset that we judge quickly because of the good things that they have done. He has done so little good things, many good things, and iba yung judgment natin. But the truth of the matter is, we all need Jesus Christ. Is that clear? Because the truth of the matter is, pare-pareho tayong may utang kay Lord. Pare-pareho tayong may utang kay Lord. Ganun din yung sinabi ni Simon. Sabi ni Simon, mas masaya nga naman yung mas malaking utang. Tama? Mas masaya nga naman yun. Pero para kay Jesus Christ, kaya siya nandoon, that's why he was there, accepted the invitation, because he did not just love the sinner, the woman who is a sinner, he did not just love that person. Jesus also loved Simon. In his blindness that he is good, he thinks for himself, he is good, he is saved, he has no sins, Jesus loves him so that he could reveal this kind of mindset to Simon. Na yung mindset na akala mo, dahil sa good works mo, magigain mo yung favor ni God, you actually can't do that. We cannot do that. And as we continue in verse 44, then turning forward, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased or stopped to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. What did the woman do? In her desperation of gate crashing, bringing something of great value, the ointment, high value that could actually save her life financially, but also the reputation. Di ba nakakahiya yun? Gate crasher ka? Nakakahiya yun her reputation. She was already socially outcast or OP, out of place. Pero mas lalo siyang ma-OP kung gagawin niya yun. But because she knew that the greatest need that she has is forgiveness for her sins. That's why she went to Jesus Christ. She saw Jesus Christ of higher value than the ointment financially or socially. To be accepted socially and to be wealthy financially, it was nothing compared to the value that she knows that's in Jesus Christ. You know why she did that? She had a radical kind of faith. This is the next attitude that we need to go to Jesus to. That when we come to Jesus, we have a faith. It's as if, walang makakapigil sa akin, pupunta ako kay Jesus Christ. Kung socially lang, gusto kong maging accepted, napakababaw nito compared to having Jesus Christ in my life. Okay lang kung kainisan ako ng lahat, asarin ako ng iba, or mawalan ako ng ganito, ganyan. Pero kung meron akong Jesus Christ, pupunta ako kay Jesus Christ, that's gonna be fine with me. That's the kind of faith that she has. Because when we talk about radical, it means complete, total, extreme, and die hard. Die hard. Imagine that kind of faith. Now, I don't care what everyone else has to think about me. I don't care what I will lose because I know I'm gonna gain everything in Jesus Christ. That's why she went to Jesus Christ shamelessly and without any second thought coming to Jesus Christ. Because the radical kind of faith knows that Jesus is all that we need. I hope you have this kind of faith that you know it's only Jesus Christ that you need in your life. And how come did she know that she needs Jesus Christ? And when we talk about need, we're talking about value here. Tama? A value means the usefulness or importance. When we talk about the need, we're talking about the value of it. Let me give you an example. Sino sa inyo makapagsasabi, need ang clothes? Mga damit. Okay? Unti lang, no? Ba't kayo nakadamit? Importante yan. Need talaga yan. That's why I know that this need, it's a great need to have clothes. That's why I give it great value. Kaya nga kailangan meron akong long tee. Yun yung uso ngayon, yung hanggang dito. Okay? Long t-shirt, di ba? Kailangan yung skinny jeans ko. Okay, skinny talaga. Yung pag naglagay yung piso, kita yung date nung ano. Nung piso. It's because it's very important to me. Hindi lang ako magkakaroon ng saplot, pero dapat nakaporma din ako. Need ko yun. And we don't see that. And sometimes, hindi naman sometimes, minsan lang, alam natin kailangan yung pagkain, di ba? Hindi, okay? Hindi, minsan ka lang kumakain. Sino siya nagsasabi sa inyo, need ang pagkain? Come on. O iba, diet, yun. Pero need ang pagkain. That's why you see great value for food, the usefulness, the importance, kasi alam mo, it's a great need. And sino sa inyo makapagsasabi, kung minsan nga, ito, need na para sa inyo, di ba? Yung internet, need yan. Okay? Need yan. Diba? Diba mo, patayin mo yung internet niyan, putulan mo, mangangati ang internet. Di makatulog, no? Internet. Tapos mag-check ng cellphone lagi, maiiyak, wala pala kami internet. Mamatay na ako na, Facebook ko. Okay? Sometimes need na yan sa'yo, diba? Hindi ka mabuhay pag walang internet. Because you see, great value in internet. Because the greater the need, the greater the value. But you do truly see that there's one need for all humanity, that sometimes yung iba, nabubulag sila, hindi naman need yan. Do you know that you need this? Forgiveness. Do you see great value for the forgiveness of your sins because that's a need for your life? Do you see great value of knowing Jesus Christ, of having Jesus Christ in your life, and knowing that He has forgiven your sins, past, present, and future sins, because you need to be saved from your sins, and because He loves you, He wants to be with you forever. Do you see that kind of value? Or do you even value the forgiveness Jesus Christ has offered to all of us? Or do you even value the relationship that you have with God? Because the relationship that you have, that we all have with God, if we are in God, comes from the first and foremost reconciliation that we need from God. Because when we don't see the need, we don't see the value. That's the truth. That's the reality. Kaya mo hindi kailangan ng ibang bagay kasi hindi naman to importante para sa'yo. But when we talk about forgiveness, importante ba to para sa'yo? When we talk about salvation, when we talk about forgiveness of your sins, of all the mistakes you've done in your life, importante ba talaga to para sa'yo? Is it really that important? And then we go on to verse 47 with the story that sabi, therefore I tell you, Jesus said, therefore I tell you her sins. That's why she came there at the very first place, so that she would be forgiven. Which are many, are forgiven. She saw the need. That was her faith. I would be forgiven of my sins. She saw that she came to Jesus and now it was given. That was her faith. She loved much, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Do you long to hear? Or are you remembering the time that when you heard, God, or you heard the preaching, or you heard a victory group leader, nung nag-1-to-1 kayo, alam mo, lahat ng kasalanan mo na patawad na ni Lord. Can you remember the feeling, or do you now, do you want that kind of feeling na napatawad na nga talaga ni Lord yung mga kasalanan mo, yung buhay mo secured na sa Kanya? Do you have that kind of feeling, that value in your life? That being reconciled to Jesus, to God, is far more important than anything in this world. Because probably you are believing for great things. And I'm not cagey about this. Siyempre, di ba, you're believing God for faith goals. Di ba, meron ka nga dyan, nagsulat ka dyan sa wall of faith natin. Di ba, I dare to believe for 2016. Di ba? Ginaganon mo pa, okay. Hinaharang mo pa sa iba. Ito yung faith ko eh, okay. Para maunang sagutin, okay. Hinaharang mo na. There's it's good that you know and you have and you are believing for great things for 2016, but are you first and foremost reconciled with God, which is far more important than anything in this world? Do you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ? Because the woman saw that Jesus was a Savior. And to the Pharisees in verse 49, then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Bulag pa rin sila sa kailangan nila. Even when Jesus came there, ate with them, engaged with them, wanting to tell them probably na kaya nangyari tong scenario to, Jesus wants to tell them that they need a Savior. And that instead, the woman saw that Jesus was a Savior. Pharisees didn't. That's why when we compare these two people, the Pharisees are good in reputation, good, really good at good works. They know all the laws. Yeah, reputation man lang. Ano yung reputation mo ngayon? Ikaw yung pinaka-pogi sa klase? Talaga? Ikaw yung pinaka-chick boy? Ikaw yung pinaka-maganda? Ikaw yung pinaka-matalino? Ikaw yung kaibigan ng lahat? Paano pag nawala lahat ng to? That's a Pharisee kind of mindset. Socially accepted. Feeling mo in ka. But you know what? There's a need that he has. There's an emptiness in him. Pero he's still saying, I don't need Jesus. The Pharisees still say that they don't need Jesus. Okay pa naman kami. Maybe you've been coming here, sasabi mo, hindi ko naman kailangan si Jesus sa buhay ko, o hindi ko naman kailangan ng church nito, or forgiveness ni Jesus Christ. Kasi okay pa naman ako sa buhay ko, di pa naman ako mamamatay, mahaba pa naman siguro yung buhay ko, bata pa ako. Kaya okay pa naman ako sa buhay ko. But are you on the other side? Wherein you would want to relate with a sinful woman, not accepted socially, and she's a sinner. She admits that. She admits that she needs help. That's why she came to Jesus. And also, that's why she came to Jesus, because she believes in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And now she receives forgiveness and is saved for that. Which one are you in the two? Are you living a life saying na okay pa naman ako, Lord? Hindi pa kita masyado kailangan. Or are you in this kind of life na, Lord, ngayon ko lang na-realize kailangan pala talaga kita. And Lord, thank you na remind ako, kailangan pala talaga kita. Radical kind of faith na nothing else, completely, totally, others are out of the picture because you know Jesus is all that you need in life. And God gave that to the woman in verse 50 then. And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Do you have the kind of peace that Jesus gives? With the forgiveness of all the sins that you have made, the woman saw that only Jesus can save her. And only Jesus can save you and me from a life full of mistakes. I hope you realize that, because without being forgiven, you won't be reconciled with God and you will be in hell forever. You will be in eternal damnation forever, because Jesus knew that the greatest need of man is to be saved from their sins so that he would be with him forever. Do you have that kind of peace na sa buhay mo? Nakakatulog ka lang mahimbing o hindi kasi iniisip mo, ito na naman yung nangyari sa buhay ko. Ang pangit na ng buhay ko. Sawang-sawa na ako. Pagod na ako sa mga ginagawa ko sa buhay. But you know what? Jesus can offer and has offered peace so that we could have it eternally. You can come to Him with radical kind of faith, knowing that Jesus is all we need. Come to Jesus. No pretension. Hindi na nag-pretend yung woman. Hindi na siya nagpakabait. Hindi na siya kumatok. Sinner ako, Lord. Makasalanan ako, kailangan kita. She came. She received forgiveness. Lived the life of peace. Will you dare come to Jesus right now? Will you dare come to Jesus right now? Declaring na, Lord, hindi ako magpe-pretend. May ginawa akong kasalanan kanina. Bago pumunta dito, last week, last month, Lord, matagal na, ito yung kasalanan ko, hindi ako magpe-pretend, Lord, kailangan kita. Tulungan mo ako magbago. Lord, kailangan kita sa buhay ko. Give me the peace that you have given to us. It's as if a radical faith, nothing else but Jesus. I'm ready to go to Jesus without thinking about others. Can we all bow down right now? And let's pray. And Jesus, thank you. You came here on earth, lived among us human beings, lived with us so that you would live a perfect life for us. A perfect life wherein when you live that kind of life, Lord, ikaw lang yung worthy, Lord, to die and be a substitute for us. When you died for us on the cross, you died for our sins. You radically came here on earth saying, you love us most. You love us so much. That's why you were willing to cross heaven and earth so that we will be with you forever. Lord, right now we come to you knowing that apart from you, we are nothing, and declaring that you are the only need that we need in this life. You are the only one who can answer this need in our life of forgiveness. And Lord, paano pa kaya yung mga pinagpe-pray namin na faith goals namin this 2016? You can answer that because the most impossible, you have done possible, Lord God. Dying for our sins, saving us from our sins. Thank you, Lord. Would you just pray to Jesus right now? No pretending. Just coming to Him right now na ito, Lord, yung kasalanan ko. Lord, ito yung nagawa ko. I ask for forgiveness. Come to Him. Talk to Him. It's between you and God. Huwag mo na isipin yung katabi mo or anything else, yung mga concerns mo sa labas, yung na nasa isip mo. Just talk to Jesus. Come to Him. For all the things that we have done against you, God. Thank you, Lord. We know that we are welcome in your arms. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to do good things. It's all nothing when we do good things so that we would gain your favor. Lord, thank you that you have given us your favor and now we can live a life of freedom and in peace, knowing that you are the only answer to our need. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us. Another group of people right here, you know in your heart that you're almost giving up in your faith, or probably you have given up in your faith, in your walk with God. Sinuko mo na, hirap na hirap ka na. You don't think you'll be changing, or ganto ka na forever, or ganto na yung situation mo for the rest of your life. That's why you embrace the kind of life na wala si Jesus. God is welcoming you, arms open wide, waiting for you to come home. And now He's running after you so that He could be with you. He could be with you because He accepts you. He is your good Father. He is our loving Father. And if that's you, I won't ask you to raise your hands. But you're saying, Lord, I want to go back to you. And even like, kahit gusto mo na i-give up, Lord, let me not give up on this. Just talk to God. Talk to God right now. Talk to Him. Coming back to you, God. Lord, hindi kami magle-let go because thank you have not let go of us. You hold us in your hands. You hold our lives in your hands. But we say sorry. We ask for forgiveness, God. We repent for all the things that we've done. We repent for turning our backs from you. But right now, Lord, we come back to you saying, Lord, I commit my life to you again. Declaring, Lord, that you are all that I need. I don't care if what would people say about me outside of this place. I don't care what would happen to me. I don't care what I will lose. What I care about right now is having you in my life right now. Thank you, Jesus. You are all that I need. I come to you. Thank you, Lord.